afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jersey County Commissioner's Court meeting on Monday, June 12, 2017. We begin our meeting today with an invitation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for all those who serve citizens of Jefferson County. I ask that you continue to bless our families, bless the citizens' family, bless this great country, bless this world, Jesus. I ask it in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. This is the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider approved specifications for an invitation for bid for a term contract for aviation fuel for Jacksonville Regional Airport. Item B is discuss and possibly approve the county purchasing agent entering into contract negotiations for the operation and installation of a shoe shine concession for Jefferson County. Item C is consider approved execute receipt and file change order number 2 to Texas Way B reconstruction of Jacksonville Regional Airport with Alco LLC for additional drainage structures and a decrease in quantities of stormwater pipe and concrete pipe removal for a decrease of $6,209.60, bringing the total contract amount $2,217,725 down to $2,211,515.40. That's going to increase the number of contract working days by 7 days, bring the total number of working days from 220 to 227. And this project is funded by the Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 32 from the Federal Aviation Administration. Item D is consider approving auction of surplus property to authorize by local government code section 263.15281 to be auctioned by Horns Auction Inc. at auction scheduled for Saturday, July 1st, 2017 at 9 a.m. Item E is consider approved disposition of wrecked vehicles. Vehicles 2007 Ford Crown Victoria that was assigned to the ASAP Constable Precinct 8. The disposition will be going to the insurance company that pays for the loss. The other driver insurance company that paid for the loss. Item F is consider approved disposition of salvage property authorized by local government code section 263.15823 for broken or obsolete items. We have a motion on those items under purchasing. Second by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Hall. Any discussion?
Deb, is this shoe shine negotiation, is it like it was in the past, sometime back? Is this something new?
This is something new. The one that was present in the past was not done through an RFP. This one was done, and we're going to negotiate a little contract with the only proposal that was turned in. And we need to make sure the location and everything is okay within the courthouse with the help of Commissioner Arnold and maintenance.
Commissioner Arnold.
Also, I asked about the possibility if they wanted to expand the court office.
We did offer it for that area.
Any other discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute agreement number, long number, non-federal preliminary design reimbursable agreement between the Department of Transportation, Federal Aviation Administration, and Jacksonville Regional Airport for evaluation of impact and review of sponsor mitigations to FAA services resulting from taxiway modifications. Do I have a motion on that? Second by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. In the county auditor, we have two items. Item A is consider approved budget transfers to JP Precinct 1, Place 2 for additional cost of travel in the amount of $600. Item B is regular county bill check number 434436 through 434723. The motion on those items under county auditor.
So moved.
Second.
It moved by Commissioner Arnold, I think seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Moving on to county clerk, item A is consider approved downgrade of administrative deputy county clerk position with Net effect of these changes results in an estimated annual savings of $5,000, including premium benefits. Item B, consider possibly approved execute receipt and file election services contract and lease agreement with Fort Dodge Independent School District for a special election to be held August 5th, 2017. That motion on those items under County Clerk.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinigal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A, consider possibly approve a 30-day extension to Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 to file their annual audit pursuant to Section 775.0832D of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item B is authorize County Judge to execute North American Wetlands Conservation Act proposal partner contribution forms for both the upper and middle salt valve marsh site and grant requests. Item C is consider possibly approve the appointment by Commissioner Weaver of Diane on the board to serve on the board of the Jefferson County Tourism Committee to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of Debbie Platt. Item D is consider possibly approve a resolution approving the Jefferson County Hazard Mitigation Plan. Item E is consider possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute receipt file property tax basis between Arkham Inc. and Jefferson County for property located within the Arkham Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Chapter 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item F is consider possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Southeast Texas Regional Planning Division allowing Jefferson County the use of the switch reach 911 emergency alerting system. And item G is consider possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute a master services agreement between Athena Health Inc. and Jefferson County, Texas to facilitate electronic handling of health records of the Jefferson County Health Department. We have a motion on those items.
Oh, second.
Moved by Commissioner Sinigal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Let me get an update on this 911 emergencies. Alert system. Who has this?
Mr. Fountain.
Good, Commissioner, that's where we're currently. Currently, the region as a whole has Blackboard Connect.
Yes, sir.
We found a better provider for a lower price with more attributes. So, as a region, that's what we chose to go with.
Are we still with Blackboard at present time?
Yes, sir, we are.
Okay. On this particular new endeavor with this group, will it enable the county to, through your department, notify different departments of incidents that occur that affect the people in this courthouse or any other building?
There are possibilities that they're going to have a platform that will allow us via email, but under the current system, having to do set up a message and to activate it, we think the fire alarm is going to be, and Sheriff Stevens and her staff have been in contact with Fire Patrol. That'll be the most expeditious manner for a dispatcher to get on the speaker system right then and notify people.
But that's particular for that. But if something occurred other than that,
we currently have the ability by department, but we've got to get people to enroll into the system. We still have people that work for the county or just citizens at large that have not registered their cell phones, and they can do that at thestand.com.
Doing budget, we might need to have those department heads, elected officials, that we provide cell phone stipends to. It's not a when, they must do that because we can quickly end the complaints coming to us if we take some smaller steps, I believe. Okay.
And there going to be a seamless transmission of the contact information from the Blackboard over to?
Yes, we're going to get access to SwiftReach probably about a month and a half to 2 months prior to rolling over, so it should be seamless.
Good. Thank you, sir.
Also, well, I take this opportunity, Sheriff Steve, I want to thank you. That's a uniform procedure for threatening calls that may come in. I want to thank you for sharing that with all our secretaries. Now we understand what should be said, what should be checked, you know. I think that's going to be very important. I just took the opportunity to say, Commissioners.
Well, the fire alarms or the bomb
process for us because it allowed me to see some, you know, recognize some gaps in our system. I think the important thing is it's not like on television. We've got buildings spread, county buildings, who are not in contact with others and spread all over the place. And so, you know, we're preparing a plan. So we don't have to notify people. If we do have a fire alarm, people in certain areas will know how to react. So we're working on that now. As Greg said, we've also been in contact with the fire alarm system. And so there is a messaging system within our fire alarm. I've been in contact with them, and they're going to come in and do some training so we know how to activate that until we get onto the new SWIFT system. You know, but in real time, you know, it's not going to be perfect. There are always going to be issues. During the evacuation, some people didn't want to go outside the building because they believed it was a trap and they could be shot at. And so we're going to have to come up with some in-house training to make sure that we don't have those conversations during an incident, because we don't know if it's real or not. And so to ensure safety, we've got to make sure that we get the word, you know, through all the offices, and so more information to come, guys.
Okay.
Well, before you leave the podium, Sheriff, I had some media contact this morning. We haven't gotten to that part of the agenda yet. We go ahead and talk about the interlocal agreement, the text dot on the placement of the license plate reader.
Right. Well, we've had license plate readers in other areas in the county. In order to put them on I-10, we had to have an interlocal agreement with the highway department. And so that's what that's about. We're going to start stationing them on the interstate on I-10. It's about protecting the community, slowing people down. It gives us the ability to get some information on some of the vehicles and just keep our, it enhances what we've been talking about, protecting our community, slowing people down, finding out who's coming in our community to commit crimes. That's it in a nutshell.
Thank you, Sheriff. All right. Any other discussion on items of the county commission? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? County Treasurer. Oh, yes.
Judge, Commissioners, I'd like to introduce Diane on the board as my appointee for the Tourism Commission. And thank you very much for your willingness to serve. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the appointment. I'm looking forward to serving.
I appreciate it. And the County Treasurer, I made a receiver file. Well, before I go on to that, I see Linda's here, but Teresa is not here today. Okay, very well. And the County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file investment schedule for May 2017, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. The outweighed average yield on county investments up to 1.57%. Nothing to write home about, but it's a heck of a lot better than the 32 basis points we were getting last year.
Starting to see a return on some of these higher rated bonds, and also I renegotiated with Wells Fargo, and they agreed to increase our overnight rate by 20 basis points.
That's good.
So it's still not a lot, but it's triple what we're doing now.
It's better than what we've had the last several years. B is received file certificates for Deputy County Treasurer Tim Funches to verify completion of mandatory County Treasurer continuing education training required under the Local Government Code Section 83102, the mandatory public funds continuing education training required by Government Code Section 2256.008, known as Public Funds Investment Act. Do I have a motion on those items of the County Treasurer?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under engineering, we have two items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit in West Jefferson County Municipal Water District for boring of an 8-inch water line under the canal at Merle Wingate Road at located precinct 4. Item B is to consider and approve construction plans and specifications for Diamond Key Ranch Phase 3B located in precinct 1. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Hall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider possible approval out of state travel for Chris Ponto for the regional crime lab within the CMI and talk about her user group meeting in Kansas City, Missouri, and that will be paid for by CMI. to approve the memorandum agreement between Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and Texas Department of Transportation for the purpose of locating a license plate reading system on the premises of the highway. We're enforcing the laws of state of Texas crime prevention and public safety. And I see the Senator Buckler approved out of state travel for the bond notice of crime lab to attend the NCASQ National Accreditation Board surveillance in St. Paul, Minnesota, and that will be funded by the American National Accreditation Board at no cost to the county. That motion on those items under the sheriff.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Reader, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. That turns into a very short meeting. It's the meeting we move forward, which is to make any announcements or give any public information how they're taking action.
Judge, Commissioners, I'd just like to congratulate Cornelia Grove's Indians on their state championship, and they did a great job and worked hard to get there, so congrats.
Thank you.
Judge?
Yes, Mr. Ray.
Major Drive Extension is open to traffic.
Correct.
We took the barricades down last Friday late. The project's not over, but we had to get traffic back on the road to get the detours open. And so, if you want to drive through, feel free to do so.
Good, thank you, Mr. Ray.
Dan, you, myself, Mr. Ray,